Today the reading is from The Life of Our Holy Father Among the Saints, John the Faster, Archbishop of Constantinople, August 21st, September 3rd. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father Among the Saints, John, was born in Constantinople and struggled during the reigns of the emperors Justin, Tiberius, and Maurice. Initially, he was a goldsmith. He was a man of piety, a lover of the poor and strangers, one who feared God. John received into his home a monk from Palestine, Eusebius, who then dwelt with him. Once as they were walking together and the monk found himself on John's right side, Eusebius heard a voice saying, "It is not fitting, Abba, for you to walk along on the right side of the great man." Thus did God indicate beforehand that John would be entrusted with the rank of hierarch. Having heard these words, the monk reported them to the blessed Eutychius, the Patriarch of Constantinople, after which the Patriarch began to urge John to accept tonsure, for he was a man worthy to be numbered among the clergy of the Church. It so happened that as the saint was standing at prayer in the Church of St. Lawrence, the following was revealed to him. He beheld a multitude of saints standing in the altar, all of whom were clothed in white and shining garments, and they sang a beautiful hymn. Then a man came out of the altar, carrying a vessel from which he gave generous alms to the poor, who gathered around him in great number. Although the poor were many, the vessel did not become empty. One of the paupers then cried out from the dense crowd, "Lord, have mercy! When shall this vessel be emptied?" And immediately it was empty. Having beheld this vision, the saint reflected on it and wondered at that which he had seen. The vision, it would seem, was a foreshadowing of his future rank and his great generosity to the poor. A short time later, Eutychius, the Patriarch of Constantinople, reposed. In accord with the will of God, John was chosen as worthy to be patriarch, and was consecrated to this rank. At first he had refused it, but then he saw the following fearful vision. On one side he beheld the sea swelling up to heaven and a terrifying fiery furnace. On the other side he saw a multitude of angels saying to him, "Will you not accept the throne? It will be given to another, and you will be punished by all of us." It was only after he had been threatened by the angels that he accepted appointment as Patriarch of Constantinople, all but unwillingly. In this rank he lived until his repose in strict fasting and purity of life. Adorned with every virtue to which his miracles bear witness, by the sign of the cross he calmed the sea when it was greatly agitated, and he gave sight to a blind man from Gaza named John, placing a portion of the body of Christ on his eyes and saying, "May he who healed the man blind from birth heal you." When he had said these words, the blind man received his sight. Once, when God allowed a great plague to ravage Constantinople, the venerable John prayed that God would turn away his righteous anger. He directed one of his trusted servants to take two vessels, one filled with pebbles and the other empty. And to stand throughout the entire day at the place past which the dead were carried, and to count the dead by placing pebbles from the full vessel into the empty one. When the servant had counted the stones, he found that 326 corpses had been carried by. He informed the saint of this, whereupon the saint prophesied that the pestilence would cease. The truth of his prophecy was revealed with each passing day. For on the second day, when the servant stood at the same place and counted the corpses being carried past, he found them to be fewer in number. On the third day, they were still fewer, and so it continued until the following Sunday, where the plague ceased altogether, according to the prophecy of the saint and through his prayers. St. John's abstinence was such that during the course of 6 days he would taste no food. On the seventh day he would eat a bit of fruit, either some melon, grapes, or figs. Such was his food throughout all the years of his service as hierarch. He slept but rarely, and thus he did sitting up. Fastening to a candle a string tied to a lead weight, he would place the candle over a basin filled with water, so that when the candle burned down and the lead fell into the basin, the resulting noise would awaken him. He maintained unceasing prayer and undertook numerous labors, always struggling with the passions. Many times, by his prayers and fasting, he averted the assaults of barbarians, delivering the city from destruction, and preserving his flock from enemies both visible and invisible. He was greatly merciful, a father to orphans, a helper to the poor, a defender of those who had been wronged, and a zealot for God who sought to root out all malice. Once on a Friday, the saint was told that in the morning a horse race would be held. Now that Saturday was the Saturday of Pentecost, and the saint replied, Let horse races not be held on Holy Pentecost. Falling on his knees, he prayed to God that a sign be given that would strike fear into the hearts of those involved in this affair. And so it happened. When all had gathered in the customary place, and the spectacle had begun, suddenly a great storm arose. It began to thunder, lightning flashed in the sky, and rain and great hailstones fell, so that all fled in fear from the circus. The saint had power to expel unclean spirits. Thus once, when a woman whose husband was possessed led him to a desert dweller, the latter said to her, "Go to the Most Holy John, the Patriarch of Constantinople. He is able to heal your husband." And indeed, the woman received what she desired. She returned home accompanied by her husband, who had been healed by the saint. Many were they who received healing by his prayers, and many too were loosed from the bonds of barrenness. Having thus tended well his rational flock, the saint arrived at great old age. At the hour of his blessed repose, he was translated from earth to the heavenly realm. As his holy body lay lifeless, Nilus, the renowned eparch, came to take leave of him, and bent over to kiss him. The saint, although dead, in the sight of all, and to their amazement, whispered a few words into the ear of the eparch Nilus, which the latter related to no one. Saint John was buried, as was fitting, within the altar of the church of the holy apostles. The faithful all the while glorifying and giving thanks to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who is wondrous in his saints. Amen. On the same day, we commemorate the 3,618 holy martyrs who suffered in Nicomedia.